This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israel on Monday denied it intended to push Palestinians seeking refuge from its bombardment of Gaza over the border into Egypt, as international relief agencies said hunger was spreading among the besieged enclave civilian population. Amid the worsening humanitarian crisis, Hamas fighters and Israeli troops fought across the territory, with the U.S.-designated terrorist militants trying to block Israeli tanks from advancing through the shattered streets. The Gaza Hamas-run health ministry said more than 18,000 people have been killed. More aid trucks have been entering Gaza through the Rafah border crossing as fighting continues and smoke can be seen rising in the distance. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
People scramble for aid at Rafah, apparently after trucks crossed over the border on Monday, bringing much-needed supplies to locals. It comes as Palestinians face severe shortages of food, water, and other basic goods in the Gaza Strip, with very little aid allowed in since the start of the Israel-Hamas war. Israeli forces are battling Palestinian militants in Gaza's two largest cities, with civilians still sheltering along the front lines, even after massive waves of displacement across the besieged territory. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is on a quick visit to Washington. In a speech Monday at the National Defense University, he warned while Russia may be fighting in Ukraine, its real target is freedom.
Freedom people enjoy from Warsaw to Chicago to Yokohama.
He issued a personal plea for Congress to break its deadlock and approve continued support for Ukraine. This is VOA News. A draft of a potential climate deal at the COP28 summit on Monday suggested a range of options that countries could take to reduce greenhouse gas emissions, but omitted the phase out of fossil fuels that many nations have demanded. The draft will set the stage for the final round of contentious negotiations in the two-week summit in Dubai, which has laid bare deep international divisions over whether oil, gas, and coal should have a place in a climate-friendly future. As officials in Dubai enter the final hours of the International Climate Conference, families in Iraq, one of the world's most impacted countries, are being forced to abandon their farms as villages get swallowed by desert. VOA's Heather Murdoch reports with Halan Akoy.
Mahmoud Hawassan Mohammed, an Iraqi farmer, says it has been 7 years since he was able to profit from farming, and many people in this region have abandoned their land and moved to the nearest city, Mosul. There they find not enough low-paying jobs in the beleaguered city, still not fully recovered from war, 6 years after it ended. And aid workers say life is even harder for people in southern Iraq, where rising temperatures and the increasing frequency of desert sandstorms have driven thousands of people from their homes in recent years. Heather Murdoch with Halan Akoy, VOA News in Najmuk Village in Iraq.
Russian opposition politician Alexei Navalny has been removed from the penal colony where he had been in prison since the middle of last year, and his current whereabouts are not known, his allies said Monday. Reuters correspondent Emma Jaylay reports.
They refused to say where he was transferred, Navalny's spokesperson posted on social media after speaking with staff at the IK6 facility east of Moscow. Aides have been preparing for his expected transfer to a, quote, special regime colony, the harshest grade in Russia's prison system, after he was sentenced in August to an additional 19 years in prison on top of the more than a decade he was already serving. His disappearance comes at the start of the campaign period for a presidential election in which Vladimir Putin confirmed he would run for another 6-year term.
Reuters correspondent Emma Jaylay. The United Nations mission in Mali officially ended its 10-year deployment in the country on Monday in a pullout ordered by Mali's military leaders. The symbolic ceremony marks the official end of the mission spokesperson said, even though some elements remain in the country. A so-called liquidation phase will follow the withdrawal deadline of January 1st, involving activities such as handing over equipment to the authorities. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.